Many are reeling from the revelation this week that the federal government isn't planning to reopen international borders until mid-next year. A group of influential Australians is calling on the government to commit to a staged reopening of borders without mandatory quarantine for everyone. They've formed a task force with members representing a range of interest and community groups, and it says Australians need to accept that COVID-19 won't be eliminated and that the nation has to plan for re-engaging with the world. Rachel Mealy reports.
Australia's had great success controlling COVID-19 by closing down, but now the task force says it's time to open up.
We're at serious risk of winning the war on COVID-19, but losing the peace.
Tim Soutphommasane is the former Race Discrimination Commissioner and Director of Culture Strategy at the University of Sydney.
If Australia doesn't show the same kind of urgency that it's shown towards suppressing COVID-19, towards reopening its borders, we risk being left behind. We see that other countries have got their vaccine rollouts in order and are opening up their countries. We risk going backwards, and a Fortress Australia mentality will inflict serious social and cultural and economic costs on us.
He's now part of a task force which is tackling the big questions about how and under what conditions Australia should reopen. It includes experts in the fields of education, the arts, migration and law. Mark Rigotti is the task force chair.
I think it's the right time to pivot and to be thinking about it. The federal budget didn't really lay out a plan, and I think that's one of the things that many Australians are grappling with. What's the plan?
The group hasn't put a time frame around its plans, but says a staged reopening can begin while the vaccine rollout continues across the country. Tim Soutphommasane says a number of industries are crying out for help right now.
We've got the means to reopen our borders in a staged and controlled way. We don't have to wait until the entire population is vaccinated. What we can do is pilot some travel bubbles and sector-specific bubbles to ensure that we can roll out our vaccination program while also bringing people into Australia.
The task force suggests vaccine certificates for incoming travellers and rapid COVID testing at the borders. Mark Rigotti also says the quarantine system needs a redesign for the future.
I think we forget that government put in place hotel quarantine really on the run, and it's done so well. But it was put in place under time pressure, and it's been iterated and improved. If we were designing it from the start, we'd probably have more and better and more varied quarantine arrangements rather than this, the blunt, everyone who arrives goes into a hotel somewhere.
The task force says getting the Australian population on board with the changes won't be easy, but must be done.
If we don't have a mindset that is ready to re-engage with the world, to be confident and bold about rebuilding after COVID-19, then I think we'll be very content to remain a hermit nation.
The task force's report will be launched today by former New South Wales Premier Mike Baird and submitted to National Cabinet.
Rachel Mealy reporting.